Good morning. A Rwanda newspaper has suspended publication as its editorial staff faced a barrage of death threats following the publication of an article reportedly defaming President Paul Kagame. The English-speaking bi-monthly Ishema landed in trouble for branding Kagame as a sociopath. Ishema's publisher, Fida Gakire, was suspended by the state-owned High Media Council shortly after the article came out in July. Since then, editors at Ishema say they've been subjected to a sustained campaign of intimidation by pro-government forces. Global media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says that the crisis at Ishema exposes the deep malaise currently felt by Rwanda's independent press. Ambroise Pierre is director for Africa at Reporters Without Borders. Ambroise Pierre, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are the circumstances that forced Ishema to take such a desperate decision?
Well, the bi-monthly itself apologized after this article was published in July and said it was wrong, and then put out a special copy apologizing. But the thing is that it was already too late. They were threatened by anonymous people, people in Rwanda, harassing them because they feel they are against the regime.
They wrote that article that President Kagame is a sociopath, which is very different from a psychopath. What is wrong with that?
Very interesting question. Saying the head of state is a sociopath might be something you are able to say in a democracy. But the thing is, in Kigali, you cannot target the head of state like this.
I understand the publisher of the newspaper was punished for this. What kind of punishment did he receive?
He was actually suspended from this journalist forum for 6 months. The news editor who said he was not consulted on this article, he didn't know that this article saying President Kagame is a sociopath was about to be published. This news editor left the newspaper, so this is not a sanction, but it shows that some people within the newspaper took measures to show that they were wrong.
Was the author of the article arrested, questioned, or anything like that?
No, he was not. The reaction of the High Media Council was concentrated on the newspaper in general and the publisher.
There has been a reform of the media sector aimed at transferring media regulation responsibilities from the High Media Council to a forum of professional journalists. This undermines that process, doesn't it?
Exactly. The project that is being discussed right now in Parliament might make it that you will never face a case like the one we have now, because the project is to withdraw the powers of the High Media Council and have a media regulation which would be auto-regulation, which would be made by a forum of professionals. Because it's been a long time that organizations like ours or people in Rwanda criticize the High Media Council as an authority which is too close to the government. And the Ishema case shows that, in fact, when you criticize the president, you automatically have the High Media Council on your back.
What does this tell you about the future of the media in Rwanda?
Well, it shows that the situation is extremely fragile, bad for human rights in general and for freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Let's just pick up one or two examples. If you look at Umuvugizi, which is one of the major newspapers in Rwanda, it was actually harassed and his director arrested many times. He had to leave the country and he's now in exile. Some other publications just stop. Some other journalists not able to leave, being arrested or killed. Two lady journalists are right now in jail, and last year in 2010, one journalist was actually killed in Kigali. He was shot just in front of his house. So President Kagame is one of the people we criticize as being a predator of press freedom. His government is controlling freedom of speech. And you can see that when you investigate and when you criticize the authorities, the situation becomes bad for you.
Ambroise Pierre, head of the Africa Desk at Reporters Without Borders here in Paris. Thank you so much for speaking to RFI.
You're welcome. I was glad. Thank you.